containers in the building.
Hi, yes, welcome back. Hour number three of X's and Bros here on this Wednesday morning, the 7th day of April 2021, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio for Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids across to Detroit. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. It'll ask you to opt in, and then you can share your thoughts with us via text at any time. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. That is the number to dial us. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. You can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand via SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. Listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan L. Key is at Ryan L. underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. And guys, I don't know if you knew this, but so in our Glass City studio, young man Josh, who typically is running the boards down there, his car spontaneously combusted. He's okay. I don't really know if it actually
did that.
Yeah, don't actually say that.
Because I've seen that before.
You saw a car spontaneously combust.
I was driving 96 up to Lansing one day, side of the road. This car is just engulfed in flames.
Oh, okay. Well, it said blew up, so I don't know what that means.
Okay,
so
hopefully he just means it's not working in working order
yes,
right now.
Not running properly. I don't mean to offend anybody out there. But
not offend. We just want to make sure like there wasn't just a huge fireball on the side of the road.
Yeah, I know. It's five. You know, we're imagining this guy, you know, driving to work at 5:30 a.m. to come work the show.
It's like, hey, I need a ride. Bring some marshmallows too. We'll make some s'mores out of it.
So the boss is actually running the board in Toledo, and he's been up since 5 o'clock this morning. So Scott Sands, I appreciate you. Thanks for being there. He's a big Alabama fan, too. I didn't even realize it. I totally forgot about that when I was going, you know, down that path of Alabama's going to go undefeated. And he's, oh, we lost our quarterback. We lost our wide receivers. We lost. Oh, don't give me that, Scott. Don't give me that. Alabama's fourth stringers are better than a majority of the country's number ones. Like, they have depth on top of depth on top of depth. That's why they don't slow down. That's why they're constantly in the top one or two of recruiting rankings. They just reload. Next man up. It's like the assembly line of football players there. It's craziness. But I just want to tell them thank you for being there this morning. Eric Schlitt's going to join us coming up at 8:35 this morning. We'll get into the Pistons' disastrous game against the Denver Nuggets. They were bound to have it. It was bound to happen. I think it blew up my parlay. I had three different NBA parlays last night. Three different ones. 12-leg parlays. It had been a while, as Dan cut that drop, it had been a while since I got in on the action. I did a little March Madness, a little here there, nothing crazy, right? But yeah, I decided, yeah, let's go for some parlays. Let's try to, you know, there are eight games on last night. Let's just get weird. And I mean, we were betting money line winners, over-unders, total points. Total points of the Pistons was set at 215. I hammered the over on that, so I felt really good about that, considering the fact the final score is 134 to 119. I believe they were getting 13.5, maybe 14.5. I thought that they were going to cover that. They lose by 15. Oh, heartache at the end of the game, watching every possession, just sweating over here. Just ridiculous. Welcome to sports gambling in 2021. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
Nah, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news. Three Detroit teams in action yesterday. The Nashville Predators beat the Detroit Red Wings 3-2. That final was in a shootout in the late one. Denver Nuggets beat the Pistons, as I mentioned, 134 to 119. More on that coming up. And how about the final in 10 in extras? The legend of Akil Badu continues to grow. 4-3 winners. The Tigers walk it off in the bottom of the 10th. I don't know why I just said top. But with a man on second, because we have those rules, you can move the runner over. Next thing you know, boom, base hit is all it took. And Akil Baddoo just continues this magical run. And it is, it's awesome. In close consultations with partners and allies around the world, says President Biden, the administration is weighing the 2022 Beijing Games for the United States. Bum, bum, bum. Wait a minute now. Time out. This is the Olympics, right? You don't boycott the Olympics, do you? Is there an Olympic boycott to potentially protest China's rights abuses? Was among the possibilities. Senior official later said that a boycott has not yet been discussed, but they're looking at it with their partners. 2022 in Beijing. I thought we were keeping sports and politics separate. What happened to that? San Diego Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr. will not need surgery for his shoulder injury, which is a huge positive. He's got the subluxation of the shoulder. They were giving him 10 days. I have a subluxation in my shoulder, so I totally understand what he's going through. Painful. Painful. If I stick my one arm like straight out, like you know, parallel to the ground from my body and try to raise my arm up, oh, it's brutal. It's only my right side, so I can do it with my left arm. It's not a problem. New York Yankees have acquired infielder Rougned Odor in a trade with the Texas Rangers, also one of the fiercest punchers in all of MLB. He's only 27. He did not make the Rangers opening day roster, was designated for assignment April 1, and he has since been acquired by the New York Yankees. Jordan Spieth's odds to win the Masters have improved from 60-1 to 10-1 since February. Dan, do you like Jordan Spieth early here to take home a green jacket?
It's one tournament. We'll see.
That's enough.
I don't know. I mean, do I think DJ's going to repeat? Probably not.
What a story that would be.
Who's it going to be? I don't know. Charlie Paulina. Hoffman. Oh. Charlie Hoffman's been playing pretty well lately. I'm just saying he's a dude.
John Rahm.
He's going to break through one of the, Ryan likes John Rahm because he just, his wife just had a baby, I believe, 3 days ago.
Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah, that's the
so she was due this weekend.
Ooh.
So he said, like, if, you know, push came to shove, I would leave the Masters to go see the birth of my child.
Pun intended, push came to shove?
Yeah. So I think he was just more relieved, like, Thank God the baby came early.
Baby's early? There you go. Boom. Hopefully it's healthy and all is well on that side. Mom, baby, everybody doing great. Right. Ryan, you've been through that situation. Sounds really stressful.
Those few days are stressful when you're not knowing what's going to happen. But
it's like every day is like a surprise party. It's like, what do we do? Right. Did it get easier the second time?
Well, both my kids had a doctor's appointment scheduled, kind of knowing like it was a possibility. We just go right to being admitted, and that's what happened both times.
Wow.
So, a little easier.
It's awesome.
But
simply awesome.
I've heard some bad stories, though, from different friends and family members.
You know, my mother always blames me for weight gain. She said, I never looked like this before you. Now look at me. And I'm like, I have photo evidence of me as like a 3-year-old. What are you talking about? This had nothing. You bounce right back. This had nothing to do with me. Dustin Johnson is going to begin his defense of the Masters title, by the way, Thursday morning at 10:30 alongside England's Lee Westwood and the reigning U.S. amateur champ by the name of Tyler Strafacci. Maybe is that how you say it? I don't know, kind of a fun name for you. Maybe a little Italian action. Arizona State Sun Devils freshman Marcus Bagley is going to be entering the NBA draft. Arizona State, the Sun Devils, huh? Love Arizona this time of year. And how about Bobby Hurley, head coach there? They got to figure out how to win some games. James Harden's going to miss at least 10 days for the Brooklyn Nets. Kevin Durant likely to return tonight, so keep that in mind if you're going to be placing any wagers later. Jeremy Swayman wins his NHL debut in style as a shorthanded Boston Bruins team defeated the Philadelphia Flyers. He made 40 saves in his debut. Congratulations to that young man. That's just incredible. Iowa's Luka Garza wins the John R. Wooden Award to complete the sweep of top player honors. Was he the best player in college basketball? I think it's debatable. Illinois guard Ayo Dosunmu has entered the NBA draft and is hiring an agent. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more. We're talking Pistons next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to EisenhowerCenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Cornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
What's poppin'?
Who you
brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad in the friend zone. Sound like an intro jet song. Give me that tempo. Told Pool he a fool. Her, don't let her
on the way, swing the line drive, base hit into right, Badu!
Dan Dickerson, how lucky are we? God bless him. Actually, we were just talking about this during the break earlier, about how fortunate we are to have some of the best play-by-play broadcasters in the country on our teams. It's fantastic. Danny Galen, Ryan Elkin, the Motor City Studio, Anthony Blino coming from the Radio Bunker. Ryan did some fact-checking. And I think that this is interesting. And I bring up politics and sports because everybody was getting all angry about everything because the Biden administration is now looking at potentially not going. They're talking to people, right? I don't know what they're going to do, but they are having discussions about whether or not they want to go to Beijing for the 2022 Olympics. Right? Okay. So when was the last boycott? When's the last time the USA didn't show up to the Olympics?
The last time USA didn't show up for the Olympics was 1980s Summer Olympics in Moscow, because the U.S. wanted Russia to pull troops out of Afghanistan for their war. Russia didn't respond, or USSR didn't respond. So USA and a lot of other countries, there's 66 countries that boycotted the 1980 Summer Olympics. Dan and I had to fact check, like, well, 1980 Olympics, that's Miracle on Ice.
You believe in miracles, yes.
But that was the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, not the Summer Olympics that happened in Moscow.
Interesting that the USA boycotted the 80 Olympics because the Kremlin was involved in Afghanistan. Don't you think that's kind of funny how things have gone full circle here? You can't win out there. You can't do it. Like, they're dug in. That's their way of life. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if the Soviets didn't win out there, you're probably not going to. Like, it's hard. It's a tough task.
Right. And then the Soviet Union responded by boycotting the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles.
Every country should boycott basketball. And they should just hand us the gold medal.
Except the Baltics.
Do. Yeah, the Balkans are the only states that have a, you know, Spain usually puts together a pretty good squad. There's some good Spaniards out there. Balkans are tough, always are. Croats.
Should just be the same four teams always.
Yeah, can you imagine how fun that would be? I like when the USA gets their first round. And you know, we're playing with pros. We did have those the redeem team, right? Because Team USA was filled with a bunch of yahoos that, man, I don't even know. They took bronze. Like, you can't do it. And, you know, to me, we already have the best sports. I'm not a big Olympics guy. I just thought it was interesting that the Biden administration is looking at, you know, potentially not going to Beijing. And it's just unfortunate for the athletes where that is, you know, if you participate in Olympic sports, you'd be training all this time. You know, if you missed the 2018 games or couldn't compete or weren't eligible or whatever the case may, or maybe you did compete for your opportunity, because it only comes once every 4 years. So it's you know, you got to maximize your time, and you can't have a Michael Phelps if your country isn't going. Can you compete as an individual? Like if for instance, you know, Team USA said we're not going to Beijing. If I'm Sam Snead and I'm competing in men's gym, can I go over as an individual if I'm good enough?
Right. So in 1980, this did happen where there's about 25 athletes that wanted to still go because the government's like, listen, like, we can say we're boycotting, you're free to go, but they also threatened to take away their passports. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's been 40 years since a boycott, so things could change on how our government responds to that, but
we're worried about going to a filled Little Caesars Arena. Would you go to China right now?
No.
Not as a fan. Would you go to compete?
Compete, I think it'd just be a little different because who knows? Is this your one shot? Is this your last shot?
You remember when Team USA, you remember when the Lakers were over there and Daryl Morey sent that tweet out about, like, support Hong Kong? Well, the story is from the Lakers' point of view. Is like, we're over here right now, you aren't. Like, we're literally watching them take down the signage, and like, we're kind of locked in our hotels here. Like, there was a legitimate fear for the NBA players that were overseas. Like, wait a minute now. Like, Adam Silver getting on the phone trying to do like a geopolitical athletic conference call here where it's like, okay, everybody take a deep breath, let's calm down. That guy, he just sent that tweet. We told him, you know, because they don't want to say anything. China's a very big supporter of the NBA. And that was kind of a mess. And to hear it from the player's perspective of like, hey, look, we just want to go home. Like, let us out. You go over there, there's zero guarantee you're coming. Like, I'm not doing it. Not going to China. Sorry. Not on my list of things to do. I've seen the Great Wall in National Geographic. Looks awesome. I'm good there. Don't need to go in person. Roger Clemens here, going for 300 wins, 18 inning game, and it was hot. Yeah, I'm not.
I was there that day. I think I left around the 13th inning.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot of baseball. Tommy Fleetwood, I guess that would be somebody's submission for a winner for the Masters. I'm not really sure. We're going to talk to resident professional Justin Cruz. He will join us, X's and Bros Clubhouse Pro. Justin Cruz, he'll join us tomorrow to talk about the Masters, and we'll try to get, he's a big John Rahm guy, though, so when Ryan said he's on the Rahm train, then Justin's going to be on there, they're going to be giggling to each other, it's going to get weird. Pistons played last night, they were not good last night, a 119-134 loss to the Denver Nuggets, and I don't want to say that the Pistons were not good, because they did have a couple of players who were outstanding. Jeremy Grant going to see his old friends, which he played for in Denver, and played with. There were some cool photos and some moments taken. By the way, shout out to the video guy for the Pistons who's putting out great stuff regularly, doing the Steadicam work. That's awesome with the Nat sound. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Whoever that is, congrats to you. You're doing great, kid. Keep up the good work. Jeremy Grant scores 29 points, grabs 5 rebounds, has 4 assists, goes 11 of 18 from the field, and 3 of 5 from 3. Sadiq Bey, Bey, 25 points. On 9 of 15 shooting, including 6 of 12 from 3. Didn't have a single rebound, did have 1 assist, didn't have a turnover. And outside of that, they got Frank Jackson with 16 minutes. He had 11 points. That was late. At one point in the game, Jeremy Grant and Sadiq Bey had accounted for like 98.6% of the production of the team. They're the only scorers in double figures. They're the only reason this game was even close at any point throughout the contest. And like early stages of the first quarter, first 5-6 minutes, it was like, okay, all right, coming out strong. This is good. This is great. Yada, yada, yada. Mason Plumlee only plays 20 minutes. You know, you'd like to see more from him, but then at the same time, this is a game in which you're supposed to lose. So from the draft picks standpoint, we got to remind ourselves of that. This was a good game. Hamidou Diallo had a nice night, 3 of 4 from the field. You look at Isaiah Stewart. Beef Stew played 28 minutes, had 9 points, 8 rebounds, a couple of assists. He was 4 for 5 from the floor. Sekou Doumbouya took a step back, played 9 minutes. Why he only played 9 minutes, I can't figure it out. Start him. I don't care. Play him 30 minutes a night. Just figure out what he is, please. But let's get some sort of consistency there. But rookie watch, the kids weren't bad. Saban Lee did not register a point. He was a -9 on the court. Only took one shot, but did have 7 assists in his 15 minutes. So really did a nice job distributing the basketball.
Then Sadiq Bey setting history.
Yes.
Last night with 6 3-pointers made. He came in tied for the Pistons rookie record for most 3-pointers made in a season with Brandon Knight at 105. Hit 6 of them. So now he holds the record, and he did it in 51 games.
Pretty incredible. And how that, when you remember back to, wow, easy for me to say, Brandon Knight's time, how much the game has changed over the last 10 years. I tweeted out a graphic. I can do it again because I kept it because I'll always keep it. I almost want to get this thing framed. But it's a graphic from Kurt Goldsberry where it compares the NBA in 2010 in shot selection versus the NBA in 2020 in shot selection in the three-point revolution. So when you have a young man who could come in, Sadiq Bey doing it in the little amount of time it took, is it didn't take him the full 82 to get there. This record that he's putting up now is going to be a much more, like, I don't know, realistic number for basketball moving forward in Detroit. But nothing but praise for Sadiq Bey from Dwayne Casey, the head coach, talked about what a great young man he is and that he is going to be a starter on this team. He's a focal point. He's one of the core four. I love it. Great from him. Good game for Jeremy Grant, support staff. They got to be better. Let's step aside. Let's talk a little football next. We'll do so with the Pride of Detroit's Eric Schlitt. That's coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Ah, yes, you hear that sound, the sound of an iron catching one flush, a pin seeker, a dart headed for the green. Well, guess what? This weekend is golf's first major of the season, and TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime play offer for the final round on Sunday at Augusta. Get this. You can sign up now using the promo code PRIMETIME and you get $50 on a $1 bet if any player in the field makes a birdie at any point during Sunday's final round. All you need is one player to birdie one hole and you'll go home a winner. You can hear the crowd roar in the background no matter who that player might be, but really you'll know the fans, they're cheering for you. Download today at TwinSpires.com or download the TwinSpires mobile app. One player, one birdie, only at TwinSpires using the promo code PRIMETIME. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Across Michigan and online worldwide at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.